We're learning about Shechita this year. Rambam, in his Minyan HaKotzer, in it, counts Shechita as a mitzvah of Asay Min HaTorah. Now that could mean a variety of things. Sometimes on the mitzvah Saseis, the Rambam includes a certain whole parsha. Sometimes he includes just mitzvahs. Mitzvah kuf mem vov. Lishcho behema chayva och v'achach yocha basoron. Shenema v'zavachta mipkarecha. Now, the rabbi says, Omar Avram, ein lo tam. No. There's a mitzvah asay and an isser asay. An isser asay is, for instance, a kohen gadol is only allowed to marry an isha basula, who isha basuleho yikach. What about... And if he doesn't, let's see, married. So, it's an Isra Seh, that means also for him to marry any other woman besides. Sometimes an Isra is formulated as an Aseh. For instance, a Mitzri and a Domi, a Ger, Pasuk says, "Lo sasayev mitzvi ki ger ha'yisav aratzo." Bona ma'ashi yivoldu lehem dor shlishi yovo lehem b'kal Hashem. Where it doesn't say, the pasuk doesn't say that they're not allowed to marry first and second generation ger mitzvi. No, it's an isarase. Says. The Ravid was the vach mipchor mitzonecho. Ulai, what's the ulai? So here there's a Gemara Daf Tes Amud Aleph, which you're going to be learning about the whole year. Behemu b'chayeho b'chesk isro medes. Nishchito hari b'chesk hetero medes. So if I have a suffix in shchita, so Mehme has a cheskas iser. And until I know it's outside, I've canceled the cheskas iser, remains also. Question is, what iser is it? So Rashi says, Hevim and Achai. Tosa jumps up and says, that's impossible. The moment I have a dead animal in front of me, we know Hevim and Achai is gone. So it can't be Hevim and Achai. How to deal with Rashi? When you get to that, we get to that test, worry about that. Tosa says, no, there's an Isra'aseh of Enos of Uach. And the whole group of Rishonim hold, there's an Isra'aseh of Enos of Uach. Okay. The Ravid says, now, the question is as follows, and here there's a very essential question. And with comma ramifications, Aloch Lamais, which we'll see immediately. First of all, let's take a bracha against this Rambam very strongly and say for Mitzvahs in Kufme, in right here, Kufmem Vov. Rishcho Behema Chayev of the Rambam. the Ramban in the Shrashim Shorish Aleph, and the Sugya Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Beis. Says clearly, there is no din shechita, mitzvah on shechita. What's he talking about there? The Gemara has a whole discussion on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis about the following question. When you shecht, you need kavana for shechita, or you don't need kavana for shechita. Ramban says, this has nothing to do with mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah enes tzrichas kavana. Nothing to do. Because shechita is not a mitzvah. It's a matir. Nothing to do. Either is a bracha. The fact that I say asher kiddushan l'usosu v'tzivanu does not necessarily imply that there's a mitzvah. It's a matir. Like netilas yadayim, eruv echatzeros, eruv echumim. There's no mitzvah in the Tilas Yadayim, says the Ramban. If I want to eat, I have to be Notel Yadayim. There's no mitzvah in Eruv. If I want to carry, I make an Eruv Chatzeres. It's a matir. And the whole discussion there, in Lamed Aleph, he says, that's Lamed Aleph on the base very clearly. It is not a mitzvah at all. And the brach, and there are two types of Birkas HaMitzvah, he said. Very interesting. There's Birkas HaMitzvah on mitzvahs, and Birkas HaMitzvah Matirim. The Rambam doesn't know such a concept. But I'll give another nachkamish, we'll see. The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak. Now, all of you by this time, I hope, know the basic. Let me just make sure that all of my Zrizim are here on Motzei Shabbos know the basic facts of Shechita. Shechita is Rov Echad Ba'ov, Rov Shnayim Ba'behema. That means you have a behemah, there are three types of shechita. Behemah, chaya, va'of. Behemah, v'chaya, shechita is rov of both simonim, the kona and the veshet. And the kona first, and the veshet is in back of the kona. Now, those, and we say, rov. Now, why rov? Yeah, so the Gemara says here, as follows. The beginning of the second parak. Hashochet echa ba'of u'shnayim b'behema. Shitasu k'sheva. V'rubo shel echad kamohu. So if I would take the Mishnah in its most literal sense, I'd say no. I'd say shechita and of is only one simon, either simon. And we have to shecht an entire simon. And shechita in a behemoth is two. The separate halacha of ruba kakula. A shechting rov, it's if I shechta the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Ad sheyishchotas havridim. What are the vridim? The vridim are the two arteries on both, arteries and veins on both sides of the neck. So, the moment you shecht, and you cut through those, there's a big gush of blood straight out, and the animal loses consciousness. Is that part of the definition? And then there's a whole issue. Do you have to shech the vridim or you don't? And the reason I might have to shech the vridim could be part of mitzvah shechita, or I have to do it for melicha, because in order to do melicha later on, you have to get a major part of the blood flowing out before. That's not our chatzi echa ba'of, echa b'chatzi b'heimish chitas ha'psula. Rov echa ba'of, rov shnayim b'heimish chitas ha'ksheva. So the Gemara has a whole discussion here. Is that l'chatchila b'di'evin? And the Gemara comes to a conclusion here, chav zayin amir alev, l'chatchila you have to shecht both the Koneh, the entire Koneh, the entire Veshet, and a Behema, and a Chaya, and it's unclear from the Gemara what Lachat Chilanov, the Shecht, the entire of one or both. But there's a Lachat Chilan B'diyev. Okay. Now, you take a look in the Rambam, and we'll see later in Rashi and Tosis, that is a Dinda Oraisa. It's a Dinda Oraisa. The Ramban writes, says it's impossible to have a Dinda Oraisa. In a mitzvah, it's possible a chatchila. The different levels, there's a full mitzvah, a partial mitzvah. Okay. There's a minimum mitzvah and a maximum mitzvah. If it's a matter, it's either mutter, is it mutter or it's osur. If I did it, if it's osur, it's osur. If it's mutter, it's mutter. There's no lechatchila b'diavad. So it's a holy din de rabbana. Ramban is staked out and I'm not surprised, therefore, that the Rambam can say that it's a din de rais. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah. And Rubo Kukulo is applicable to mitzvahs. But for instance, the very familiar case we have of a mitzvah of Rubo Kukulo where the mitzvah chatchil is the entire thing. At least, according to the Rambam and according to Tosis. Where is that? Dalet Kosos. When you drink Dalet Kosos, the Gemara says, Uhu de Shosa, Ruba de Kasya. You have to drink Rov Kos. It says Tosis on Psochem Kufches on the base. Yeah, but since it's Ruba Kukulo, the Chatchila, you have to drink the whole thing. In a mitzvah, when you have a mitzvah and you rely on Ruba Kukulo, the Chatchila mitzvah is to do the whole thing. But the Avid mitzvah is to Ruba Kukulo. Tosis says it. And so, and here we have, and the Ram there disagrees. Ram here also disagrees. He says, Rubik. So, whether it's a mitzvah or not, has at least two ramifications. If you take a look at the Hagos Ashri, at the beginning of Perek, question is as follows. Let's say you have an animal. You aren't sure where it's a Suffolk Trefa. It's a Suffolk Trefa. And so if it's a trefa, the shechita is not a shechita. And there's no bracha. If it's a kshera, you need a bracha. So what do? You make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Says the Hagos Shasri, you shecht and you make a bracha afterwards. Why? And explains, there's a difference between Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas Hananin. Birkas Hananin, if I eat an apple, I can't say Borei Pri Eitz after I eat the apple. Why not? The purpose of the bracha is to be mater me to eat the apple. It's also to eat an apple without a bracha. It's also to eat an apple without a bracha. After I ate the apple, what's the point of the bracha? Says, but Birkas HaMitzvah is different. Every mitzvah has to be attached to a bracha. It can be before, in the middle, or immediately afterwards. And here since, and this is true about all Birkas HaMitzvahs, with, how do I know? And this is true about all Birkas HaMitzvahs. And Tosfos says it in Sukkah. And Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam about Leishah B'Sukkah says the same thing. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Birkas HaMitzvah, says no. Birkas HaMitzvah is before. And Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam explains, there's no difference between Birkas HaMitzvah and Birkas HaNene. Why not? Just like I can't have a Hanos HaGuf without a bracha, I can't have a Hanos Ruchni without a bracha. Every Birkas HaMitzvah is a Birkas HaNene. So says Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. And the Rambam says very clearly, you can't make a bracha after mitzvah is gone. So according to the Rambam, this is a Birkas HaMitzvah, on a Maisa Mitzvah, which Shayach to say, L'chadchila B'diyavid. That is, so let us try to investigate a little more deeply exactly the Shechita. So we have many interesting ramifications. Now, let's go step by step. The Ramban, this is the Lashon of the Ramban in Shorash Aleph. She'ein odom mitzuve la'asos ha'eire v'shelo la'asos. Einu b'chal kum v'atzei, v'chein hitilis yadayim. Ein mitzvot se'b'chi av klal, lo hitil chacham al'odom, she'ito yodav, klal v'lech. I know to Yodav, Asar Pa'amim B'yom, the Ochel. So I want to do a lot of mitzvahs. So what I'm going to do? I wash and I bench and I wash and I bench and I wash and I bench. I'm packing myself with mitzvahs. Why should I just wash once and make big as a Muslim? He says, no, you don't get extra mitzvahs by doing that. Dom le mitzvah shchita, shetiknu ba'anami, v'tzivanu al hashchita. And the Gemara Pesachim that Zion Omid Bey says, you don't have to shacht. That's why it's, we say Tzivonu ala shchita, lo Tzivonu lishchot. He says the whole Nusach HaBroch is that. Eilu chayot ben lav haba mechlal asei. It is the lav haba mechlal asei, just like the Ravid suggested. For instance, there's a pasuk that what happens if I eat a non-kosher bird? What does the pasuk say? Kol tzipor tahora tochel. What does that mean? So if I have a choice between chicken and beef, say, listen. If I eat the chicken, I get a mitzvah called Tzipa Torah Tochel. If I eat the beef, I don't make the mitzvah. No such thing. There's no more mitzvah in eating chicken or beef or chicken. What is called Tzipa Torah Tohora Tochel mean? It's a lava boch mochal asay. There's an isra say of eating an oaf that's not an oaf tomei. Ramban is giving you a very clear example what a lav habo mechlal asei is. You begin with an asei, and the Torah just formulated an iser in the words of an asei. Kol tzipor tahora tochlu means you're allowed to eat kol tzipor tochlu. Mashma, that are kol tzipor, there ain't a tahora, you're not allowed to eat. That's it. Now, let's see. Perakei Hilchus Shabbos. Halach Aleph. Rambam says like this. Hadlokas ne b'Shabbos ein rishus. Imrotz amadlik, imrotz ein amadlik. Not a rishus. Lo mitzvah, she'ne chayav lirdof achre. It's not a mitzvah that you're not chayav to chase. That you're chayav. Ad sheyasena, kagom. What a kiyam mitzvah, but I'm not mechuyev to do it. But if I do it, I do have a kiyam mitzvah. Eruv chatzeros, kilesh yudayim lachiva. So here the Rambam is going head into what the Ramban said. No, in doing these matirim, netilas yodayim, eruv chatzeros, I have a mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to do it. But when I want to eat and I wash my hands on netilas yodayim, I have a mitzvah on netilas yodayim, and I shekir yisham v'sol tzivon on netilas yodayim is the regular birkas hamitzvah, not a bracha namater. So, he's very, very clear. He's also, and here, and where he's going, and when it comes to shechita, now I understand perfectly. When it comes to shechita, what is it? The Ramban wanting to prove his point about shechita, use as an example until she died in Ruach HaTzeres. And Ramban says, no. Your example is not an example, and your proof's not a proof. And that's it. Okay. Now. Someone managed to conveniently borrow from me. I didn't find it on my table. A Rambam Hilchos Shechita. Can someone get me a Rambam? Rambam's in Hilchos Shechita as follows. Mrs. Esse Sheyishchal Mishayirtze Leachol. Rambam says, "V'tzorach hashochet aleph tes sheyishchot v'emsat sarva." Vakamahu shir ashchita. What is the shir ashchita? Shnei simonim. Two full simonim. Shehein hakona vahaveshet. Hashchita hamu'ula. Shiachtavu shneim. Bein b'mehem ubein ba'of. Lozer yizkaven hashochet. Vachatchila min ha-Torah. Nesem eschaven tu shech. The entire two. Im Shochat Rov Echem Mehem Ba'ov Rov Shnayim Be'Behem U'B'Chayu Shchita Suk Shema. Which fits, we see the Rambam against the Ramban. Here again, this is a Din D'Oraisa. Because when it comes to Heter, no question about the Heter. It's Motah B'Rov. But it's a mitzvah. And he says, U'L'Chat Chila L'Zeh Yishkavin HaShochet. When I make a broch, I shake yourself with Sivanu. Al Hashchita, that means very simply. There's a mitzvah, and I have to mechavein l'chatchila, to mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa. And once I'm mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa, if I end up If I end up only doing Rov Echad Ba'ov, Rov Shnayim B'Behema, that's enough. But what is the mitzvah to do? The mitzvah to full two simonim in both of them. Okay, that's a very, very, this is the Rambam. We see how the Rambam and the Ramban fit together on that. And if you take a look in Rashi and Tosis, you'll check, in Chul and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, they both say the same thing. Now, but it ain't so simple. So what is the Rambam explaining when the Gemara says, why is it that we say Allah Shkita Rishko? It's very simple. Because when I make a bracha, Lohaniach Tfilin, so what's my bracha on? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, I'm Mechuyev Lohaniach Tfilin. When I make a bracha Lehesatev Patsitsis, why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, I'm Mechuyev to do it. Ash Vitzivanu, to do it. Leshiv Vesuk is the same thing. And there's a whole Gemara about when I say Al and when I say Luch. Thank you very much. Lim means I'm a chuyev to do it. It's a mitzvah for shus. You can't say tzivonu le. It wasn't mitzvah me to shecht. I've never shechted in my life. What is the mitzvah me to do? That if I want to eat, someone has to shecht. So the shochet who's shechting, he's not mechuyev to shecht. Except he's shechting so someone can eat. That's why it's ala shechita. And Rashi and Tosis on the Chof Aleph on Mid Beis say it very explicitly. And if you take a look in here in Hilchos Shechita, the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh min HaTorah. Mitzvah Saseh sheyishchot. So the Kesef Mishnah says, and that's why there's a din l'chatchila of going through the entire simonim. Now, there's another mitzvah tied in with Shechita. We'll learn a lot about it during the year called Kisui Adam. Kisui Adam is when you shecht a chayev ha'of, v'chisohu ba'ofar. You have to take the blood that gets spilled, you have to cover with ofar. Means all chicken shechitas, turkey shechitas, all birds. Not that common, but if shecht ducks, anyone who wants to shecht a deer, same thing. Yeredeyasim and Yotes Siv Dalid. Amor passes the Chatchila to be choshish to Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's also to be masik between Shechita and Kisui Hadam. Now here there's a very interesting halacha. Who's chay? That's why I wasn't here Friday. Thursday. Okay, now, v'shachat v'chisa. What does that say? Misha shachat hu yichasa. The shochet is the one who's mechuyev b'kisui adam. Okay. Xeris ha-kosev. The Gemara learns from this an important yesod. Hamaschil b'mitzvah omer lo gemor. You do a mitzvah, you have to finish it. Wait 1 second. The Gemara would imply that kisui is a gemar hashchita. Mitzvah's Kisui is the Gemara of Mitzvah Shechita. That's a simple way of understanding the Gemara. Because of that, so when I do Kisui Adam, I'm doing two mitzvahs. I'm finishing off Mitzvah Shechita, and I am now doing a second mitzvah, Kisui Adam. Rabbi Yeruchim says, because of that, you're not allowed to talk in between the shechita and the kisui. because the mitzvah's kisoy is the hamshach of mitzvah shechita. So says Rav Yerucham. One more paskin. Now, this is for maybe is kisui ma'akev in the head to shechit? Gemara and Beitza says no. Let's say you shechted. The animal's mutar ready. Nothing more. It's Mrs. Kisui. So if the bracha is just in the matir, Rabbi Yerucham makes no sense. So, apparently, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, and the Ramah brings it, they understand shechita is a mitzvah. Okay. But the question then becomes as follows. You take a look in Magen Avraham. There are a lot of marmakomas. In case you're interested in checking it out, Magen Avraham and Simen Ches, if caught in Beis, in Shulchan Arva, says as follows. There's no mitzvah saseh. There's no mitzvah, kiyama mitzvah, in shechita or hafroshes trumas and maisus. Just a matter. So he's taking for granted, like the Ramban. And he's somehow not paying attention to what the Ramah says in Yoredeya. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger surprisingly says, of course, what of a parsha. Wait a second. If that's a Dava Parshat, so what's happening there in Yoredeya? And the Gross says, of course, Rumas and Marsh is a mitzvah. He proves it. Doesn't say anything about Shechita. And the biggest surprise, if you take a look at the Taz in Simon Aleph in Yoredeya, you've got Yud Zayin, he takes it over Parshat. The brachas and the matir. Wait a second. Have we shown in both directions? And with many nafka minas lalocha. And the Ramah seems to be paskening. I'm just throwing this with a lot of open questions. The Ramah seems to be paskening when it comes to Kisui Adam. The mitzvah kisui adam is a gemar of mitzvah shechita, and that's any therefore passes like Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says it's also the daber ben kisui ben shechita le kisui, and somehow all Achron are moving in a slightly different direction, without noticing that according to the Rambam it's certainly Berkas HaMitzvah. Rabbeinu Yerucham is clearly Birkos HaMitzvah. Now, the Rashba, now, just one final thing. This is a topic we're going to come back to, because as we go through Shechita, we're going to see it's no gaya to countless things. Is Shechita a matir only? Or Shechita is a mitzvah? If you take a look in Torah Sabayas, by this point, I'm sure every one of you is familiar with Sefer Torah Sabayas. You know, last time we learned Shechita in the middle of the year, one of the Talmidim came to me with a complaint. Rabbi Klein is quoting this funny Sefer Torah Sabayas, who never once mentioned the Rashba. Talmidim always have interesting complaints. So I told her of a client at the beginning of this year, you know, make sure you tell them who the Torah Sabbaius is. Okay, so as Torah Sabbaius of Kotze seems to say very, very clearly, I'm going to get back to this and get back to this and get back to this, Mitzvah Sase in Shechita. How this fits with a bunch of other things in the Rashba, we'll have to worry about. But the Rashba says very clearly, there is a Mitzvah Sase Lishchot. And he doesn't say, it's Lav HaBo Mechlal HaSei. Ramban is very clear, it's Lav HaBo Mechlal HaSei, like Kol Tzipa Tohor Tofla. The two who are the clearest in this is the Ramban on the one hand. He says clearly it's a matter. There can be no lechatchila b'di'evan in a matter. It's either mutter or asa. And therefore, when the Gemara says lechatchila, it's a din d'rabbanan. It can't be a din d'raisa. And if there's a machlokas between Amoraim, you need kavana for shechita. It has nothing to do with mitzvah tzrichas kavana, because two separate things entirely. It has nothing to do with mitzvahs. It has to do with matirim, need. Yeah. I don't need kavana. Kavana is heter. Very, very clear. No lechatchila b'di'evad. The brachas on the matir. And the one who first formulates the idea is a brach on a chalos heter, is the Ramban. It says it clearly. Unless that, the Rambam is clear, is a mitzvah, and it's implied also by Rashi and Tosaf Chofala from the base. When Rashi and Tosaf Chofala from the base say, chatchila, you have to shek min haTorah, and with all sorts of nafkaminis in Daf Chofala. All sorts of nafkaminas and dafchofalaf. Without going into the very complicated sugya there, all sorts of nafkaminas there, halacha, where lechatchila d'oraisa you have to shech both. So that only makes sense, as the Ramban himself points out, if shechita is a mitzvah. So you have on the one hand Rashi Tosis, the Ramban, clearly shechita is a mitzvah. You have the one clearly who says shechita is not a mitzvah, is the Ramban. The Rashba seems to imply it's a mitzvah. And I have a major kasha on all those achronim. In Simeches and Orachayim, well, those of you who are interested in checking it out further, I gave you the Mara Makomos. Seems to say shechita is not a mitzvah, it's only a matzah. And the bracha is in a matzah. It's a matter. And despite the fact, that the Ramah Paskins, the Gabi Kisui Adam, that you cannot talk between Shechita and Kisui, because Mitzvah's Kisui is a Gemar of Mitzvah Shechita, not a Gemar of Heter Shechita, because it's Mut. Because it's not my akev in the heter. And because of that, the chora, the Ramah's certainly being choshesh, and that only makes sense. If shechita is a mitzvah, it's a matzah, it's mutter, there's a matzah and there's a mitzvah, kesah. One has nothing with the other, two independent things. And that's why I'm always perplexed by those Achronim Hussein, just to take as a Dovah Poshut, that the brachas on the matter is a weird sheet of the Avnei Nezer. Weird sheet, I'll just mention it. He says, there's no mitzvah eating in sukkah. It's also to eat outside the sukkah. Okay, obviously it's very strange. He says, so what's the bracha on? The bracha's on the matter. Okay. He says, for Haraya, the Ramban says, by Shechita, brachos in the matzah. Okay. Oh, the whole world jumps on him. It's a crazy idea. but he took it to a very extreme degree. Okay. This is an introduction. We'll continue talking about. But the basic idea is how to view Shechita. And the two clearest nafkaminas, whether it's a matter or a mitzvah, is the bracha. What is the bracha chal on? The bracha is chal on the mitzvah or on the matter. Number two, if it's a mitzvah, you can talk about lechatchilim b'dieved on a deraisa level. And the Ramban says, but since, and the Ramban, beginning of the second paragraph, is very clear about that. There's no mitzvah, so what? It's the moment I get rov, it's mutter, it's mutter. So what happens afterwards? It's nothing. Okay, we shall continue.